We're visiting with Supervisor Michael Mayo at Dineen Park very early on this Wednesday morning. Supervisor, you're here as part of what's called the Sleepover for the Homeless. What is the purpose?
Bring awareness about the plight of the homeless in Milwaukee County, that we have a growing concern in Milwaukee County. You have homeless veterans, you have youth, you have families. They're actually invisible, but we know they're there, and we need to help them.
And what, in your estimation, are the causes of the growing problem of homelessness?
One, of depression, mental illness. You have veterans coming back and really don't know which way they want to go. You have families breaking up. You have women with children on the streets because of the economy also.
You mentioned a growing number of youth that are homeless. What ages and what's the cause of that?
Well, some ages as young as 12. There are runaways. Then you have some who turn 18, come from the foster care, and they're just trying to find themselves. And they feel no one loves them, and so they are on the streets. But we have a number of places that take care of them. Like one of the people that we are supporting tonight is the Pathfinders. A lot of youth go to Pathfinders to find safety and shelter.
This particular event that you've hosted and are participating in, has it been worthwhile?
It's been quite worthwhile for myself because I'm blessed that I'm not homeless. I'm sitting out here at 3:45 this morning. It's cold, it's damp, and people do this every day just to survive. So I know a little bit of walking in their shoes right now, that we need to help and help them get off the streets.
Community-wide, have you found that homelessness is an issue that is up front in people's minds, or is it one that people have heard so much about or believe they've heard so much about they've become somewhat apathetic?
I think it's not in front of their minds, and they're not apathetic because the employees of Milwaukee County have stepped up tremendously to help this cause. And the community came out. So when you let them know that there's a concern, they step up. But when you see them out there, you really don't know what you can do until someone says, we need your help. And that's when people step up.
The fact that the numbers are increasing and the numbers of, in this case, you mentioned youthful folks that are homeless are increasing. Where is the optimism that things can change positively for you?
I think different programs, and I think once we just show the people, young people and all people, there's a way out, and I think they would take that way out.
I understand the element of outreach, many people reaching out to help those that are homeless. On the other side of this equation, those that are homeless that may not be seeking help, how do you make a connection with them?
I think that's where you get counselors at, to help them seek them out and try to help them. But if someone don't want help, you really can't help them. But you can always guide them.
Supervisor Michael Mayo here at Dineen Park early on this Wednesday morning. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you for coming out.